forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome, welcome. Good morning. Coffee time. How are you? Welcome to Coffee Talk with Monica and Eric, where we discuss coffee and other types of assorted breakfast drinks, but mostly coffee.
No. That is not what this is. That is not what this ever will be. Fuck coffee.
Oh, we can't be friends anymore.
How are we going to stay married then?
Other people have made it work.
Are you talking about, like Sims people?
Hey, it works for my Sims. I do all kinds of crazy shit with my Sims. I rather enjoy my Sims and their loveless marriages of convenience because I tell them to.
This one person posted these things on Reddit, the worst things you've done in Sims.
Oh, yeah.
And I read through, like, the top 10, and I'm like...
Those are dark.
Well, that's, like, not even, like, a smidge close to the shit that I did.
Well, no, are the top 10 ones that were on the list or the top 10 out of all of them?
Yeah, and they were weak compared to the shit I've done in my game.
Yeah, they did some really dark stuff. I mean, like, when they caused the drowning and then made everybody attend the funeral wearing swimwear, that's a little bit dark.
I put a whole family of people in a pool and then removed the ladder.
Well, yeah, everybody does that. That's standard practice. See,
and then I sped up the footage to watch them, like, freak out.
I actually have a save game of somebody that I hate, nameless, right now. And I've built a sim of this person. He has his own house inside of a roomless, very, very tiny room. Or, sorry, doorless, really, really tiny room that's filled with curtains and all kinds of flammable things. He's very bad at cooking. And I spend days that I've encountered any time of, just any experience that I had with him, watching him die in a horrible blaze of flame. And then I start it over. And it's amazing. It's very cathartic.
Pretty sure you probably shouldn't have announced that on.
Oh, I didn't name names.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
So apparently, another expansion was coming out for Sims 4. I still can't believe they make this shit.
Why? It's awesome.
Well, I mean, it was awesome when I was a kid. How are they still making this game?
It wasn't awesome when I was a kid. Sims 1, my guy got stuck in the bed, like literally physically stuck in the bed. And then he died because he couldn't feed himself. He refused to get out of the bed. And he died.
Okay.
So it made his wife seduce death. How is that not awesome?
Well, you just made an argument as to that that hasn't been cool since you were a kid. And you just made a point of why Sims 1 was awesome.
I take it back.
Yeah. But how are they still making these, though? But here's the thing.
Different ways to kill your Sims. That's how they're still making these.
So it's basically a murder simulator.
It's not marketed as such.
Why don't they change the Sims Dexter Edition?
I don't think that would sell.
I think it would.
I really, you know...
I think it really would.
I don't think that it would sell. I don't think that it would sell, and here's why. Nobody wants an actual murder simulator. They want to make a regular life simulator into a murder simulator. And some people just like to build things. There's some days I just want to build towns.
Okay, whatever. But so they have an expansion that was coming out called Get Together, which is to make the game actually work better.
What do you work better?
Well, apparently the game was like kind of glitchy for Sims 4.
Yes, every Sims game is glitchy.
And so Get Together was to be an expansion that was going to fix that.
How is that an expansion if it's a patch?
I think they're bundling it with some other stuff. But so they delayed that till December 8th. I still can't believe they make this game.
Why?
Doesn't make sense they're still making this shitty game.
In what way does it not make sense?
The fact that it is a game from my childhood, and they keep making it, and they keep making expansions, and I don't get why.
Mario. Super Smash Brothers.
I don't get that
either. Any Nintendo Wii game, basically. Any Nintendo game.
I don't get that either. The only one that's been innovative, that hasn't been going like on a downward spiral killing its property, is probably Super Mario Maker. That's the first one that really stands out.
I don't know. The story's not very good in that one. Your glare right now is hilarious.
I want to move on. So, you know what's really cool? Space. As in, I need some.
Happy to give it to you.
Well, in space, about 32 light years from Earth.
Only?
Yeah, only. There's apparently like a fledgling solar system that is forming around its sun. And right now it's basically like a large ring of dust. You know, like space dust, because nothing has formed yet. And here's the really weird thing. The dust has started to ripple.
Ripple?
Yes, coming from the sun, rippling outwards through the dust.
So, alien life, and we're going to eventually have to kill them.
Alien, what, living in the sun?
No, it's forming a solar system.
How crazy would that be if there were aliens living in the sun?
And sun people?
We don't understand science to a level that would explain how something could live in there. But something could.
Well, I'm sure that that's the case for a lot of things. We don't understand how, scientifically speaking, something could live in whatever town that they're in.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. It's just the issue that I have is the fact that, like they don't know what's going on, and it's always the truth. I don't care what anyone says, oh, there's this on this, and it's like, you don't fucking know. You're assuming.
Well, carbon-based life forms, they can make a general assumption and probably be very close to accurate, but it's not carbon-based.
Okay, they're basing all of their knowledge about planets out there on
that.
Telescopes that are looking at there, and they're assuming what the planet is made up of based on pictures, and they're all like, well, this has got to be this, and you're all like, what are you basing that on? And it's all like, well, we took a picture, and I'm all like, yeah, but I could take a picture of a naked body, and I won't be able to definitively tell you if that's a celebrity or not.
And then you were all like, what? And then they were all like, who? And then they were all like, Shika Shika Slim Shady! I'm making fun of you, you're stupid.
You should probably drink more coffee, you're not really awake yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyhow, but... Yeah, they're making the assumption based off of things that they are familiar with, and they just can't make those kinds of assumptions.
Like
they are.
One scientist literally went like, solar flares, and then shrugged.
No.
Like, they've got no science to back up the thing, but he just assumed solar flares are the reason why it's happening. He poses no evidence as to how it would do it, or why it's doing it.
That's the science equivalent of the government's weather balloons.
Or History Channel's Aliens?
Yeah. Aliens. Don't spit out your drink.
We'll come back to that in a little bit.
Aliens.
University of Texas. Apparently next fall they're changing a law that's going to allow people to open carry guns on campus.
Awesome.
Yes. Guns on campus. Hey, I think that might be a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what stops a person with a gun?
Another person with a gun?
Yeah, you heard that story right about that person, that lady who shot the shoplifters. And it's like, whoa. So the good guy has a gun and shoots someone who doesn't deserve to be shot. Does there need to be another good guy with a gun to stop this?
I know. You know what? They're just going to wipe themselves out. They're going to wipe themselves out because the good guy with the gun is going to be perceived to be the bad guy with the gun. And then another good guy with a gun is going to shoot that bad guy. And then it's going to be a big fucking daisy chain of people shooting each other.
Christopher Titus made a hilarious point, and I agree with it to a point, the idea that everyone should have a gun. Every single person should have a gun. We're going to lose a lot of people, but it should be mandatory that you have a gun. And if you don't have your gun, if you're caught without your gun by a police officer, you're shot.
Oh my god. This is not a video game.
And so here's the thing. So everyone has a gun, and so it's all like, oh yeah, you cut me off. Bang! Oh yeah, you shot at me. Bang, we're gonna lose a lot of people. But eventually it's gonna get to this point where it's all like, I gotta be really fucking careful what I do, because everyone's got a gun.
Yeah, but you're also in agreement with Christopher Titus about abortions. Saying that,
you mean the late term abortions where you have until the person turns 21 to abort them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also agree with that. So if you're asshole...
Let's point out technically the Republicans agree with that too. If you cannot abort the baby until it's born, but then you have every day from its birth to 21 to abort it, Republicans are 100% with that idea.
Well, yeah, because they're only pro-life when it's inside of the belly and interferes with the mom's rights.
Yeah, no, it's fully up to what Republicans want. It's the whole idea of let's kill a living being but not kill a baby inside a body.
Hey, while we're at it, why don't we alienate whatever little bit of the Republican half of our audience remains and then just continue bashing Republicans?
So Republicans are bitches. But so, the Texas, University of Texas body is so unattached to their youthful student body, so much so that the students are so against this idea of open carry at the school. They are 100% against the idea of open carry, that they are starting a new protest.
Protest for?
The guns. The protest is called Cox Not Glocks.
Cox Not Glocks.
Yes.
Is it Cox with a C-O-X, like the telecom company?
No.
Is it Cox like the rooster?
Yes.
Is it Cox like a penis?
100%.
Ah.
So they're asking students to, instead of bringing guns to school next fall in 2016, they're asking them to bring dildos. Lots of dildos and sex toys.
I was going to draw a comparison between this movement and the Make Love Not War movement, where they put flowers inside the barrels of people's guns, but this is totally different and also way more hilarious.
So there's already been picture servicing of students walking around the school with, like, dildos sticking out of their zipper pouches of their backpacks.
Oh my god.
And it's pretty funny. I have to say, like, maybe you're missing the point of the protest by being too funny personally. You know, that's what I'm thinking, but holy fucking shit.
I'm sure that you were also, were not required to carry a Glock to school. I think it was just, like, maybe something a little bit less powerful.
Yeah.
Something that would be...
I disagree.
Like a dildo?
Dicks are the most powerful thing on the planet. Like, you could shoot somebody and hurt them with a gun, but I could shoot you with my dick in your vagina, and I could ruin your life.
Awesome. Awesome. It's a dark day for women. So, speaking of dark days for women.
Dark days for women? No, Alcatraz.
Yeah. What? Dark day, I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, the History Channel released their documentary yesterday about the three criminals that escaped from Alcatraz, which it seems a little weird because I know the History Channel's done like five of these.
Wait, was this Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, it's... That's a movie that is not that at all. I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's three people that escape from prison, right?
Yes, but island prison.
Yeah, Alcatraz.
So there's this belief that these people died in the pursuit of freedom. And these people were fucking scumbags, by the way. They weren't like, falsely accused. No, they were scumbags. And so...
Was one of them George Clooney?
No, none of them were George Clooney. But the thing is, they built a raft out of raincoats that they...
Raincoats?
Yeah, out of raincoats. That they also made, like, a pump to fill up the raincoat raft.
Were they nice raincoats?
They were okay raincoats. They were prison raincoats. But, so, the main issue is, like, they're like the MacGyvers of prison. But, so they released this story, but, like, ahead of time of the documentary, that the families of the inmates claim that they survived.
They survived.
That's what the...
And they ended up at home, and they're like, "Hey, babe, I have hypothermia, because I made a raft out of raincoats. Not even nice raincoats, like the juggernaut wanted me to wear. I got prison raincoats, and then it sprung a leak through one of the many, many holes that prison raincoats... How do they even... What, do they have time to make a raft out of raincoats? Like, how many raincoats would they have needed, and why did they not notice that they were missing?
I'm just saying that the stupidity of the History Channel sometimes confounds me to the point where they're faking a story to get press for the documentary before it airs.
Well, what about the thing about dinosaurs being real and mermaids being real?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs being real, but like, you know, like their whole, this is what they would look like thing. Like, they don't know.
They don't fucking know. But the thing, I hate the History Channel recently because it's just all like just gimmicky shit. Like, yeah. You know, that whole mermaids are real. They aren't real. But we're going to tell as if they are.
But wasn't I excited when I heard about that show being on? I was like, they found a mermaid? And then I was watching, like, halfway through it, and I was like, they're making this shit up.
They had, like, a mermaid skeleton that they, like, talked about, like, was the remains of the mermaid skeleton, and then at one point they're all, like, the remains were captured, and this is a facsimile, and I'm like, you fucking bastards!
I know, I was so mad. I was really, really excited for the concept of a mermaid being real, and then, oh my god, like, halfway through.
It was all just lies.
It was lies.
It was all just another fucking lies. But then also, another part of the news is pretty interesting today. Did you know that Bryan Cranston wants to be a Marvel villain?
Which one?
That's the thing. Bryan Cranston
wants to be the thing? The thing's not a villain.
Doesn't want to be a Marvel villain. Bryan Cranston wants to be a villain in the Marvel Universe. He refuses. He says, I will be in the Marvel Universe, but I don't want to be a Marvel villain. I don't want anyone to know what my character will do based on any comic book like history. I just want to be a villain in the Marvel Universe.
Well, they want Marvel to create a villain named Bryan Cranston.
Well, I don't think that was exactly what he was going for, but I guess.
And what would his powers be? Meth?
See, no, that's Walter White.
Yeah, they're the same person.
They're not the same person at all.
Disagree?
You can disagree all you want. Bryan Cranston is not Walter White. Bryan Cranston is not a meth creator. Bryan Cranston is an actor.
Actor who creates meth? Hey, he played one on TV, so he can do it in real life, right?
You know, to be honest, I bet he could. I bet he literally could create meth if he wanted to because of the fact that he's educationally trained on what it's supposed to be like.
Educationally trained on creating meth.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what education he had that was allowing him to do that.
You mean what education?
Like what school taught him how to make meth?
The experts on the set.
The school of acting taught him how to make meth?
No, they had an expert come in.
They had an expert meth maker come on the show to teach him how to make meth.
Yeah, it was actually the DEA came over and showed them how they made meth.
The DEA knows how to make meth.
Yeah.
I thought the DEA would only be able to sample meth and be like, yep, that's meth.
No, they know how people make meth. They need to know how to find out how to stop them.
No, they know how to make meth, so they're like, I know how to make it, so I can definitely figure out what ingredients people are buying so they can...
And you don't need equipment.
To know you don't need to know the ratios and how to go about doing it. You just need to know what they need. Like, you don't even know the recipe. I mean, goddamn. If you ever stop being a cop, then you can go out and start selling meth on the streets and be okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like the retirement plan. I don't know if you realize this, but the DEA has horrible, horrible retirement plans. And so about like 80% of DEA agents become drug dealers.
Interesting.
I just made that fact up.
What was that one movie where the guy had like a crate of cocaine and then he dropped his phone inside the crate of cocaine? He was pretending to be a cop. Remember that movie?
Are you talking about the diamond? The diamond he stole and it fell into a thing of cocaine?
He dropped his phone in there. According to what he told the police. He dropped his phone in the bin.
Look, I don't want to talk about shitty fucking Martin Lawrence movies.
Was it Martin Lawrence? Oh yeah, it was Martin Lawrence.
And it was Blue Streak.
Oh, there we go. Alright. Anyway. Yeah, he... Why didn't he just, like... I don't know, everything was wrong with that movie. Like, all the information, like, the process of handing things off from one person to another, and he was just, like, okay with having the evidence just thrown at whoever randomly...
Wait a minute, are you talking about the thing that I told you about that they have to have a chain of custody of evidence?
Yes!
And so it's important that a police officer hold on to the evidence as
you
closely as possible.
You didn't tell me that. You don't know anything.
And in the hands of the experts, so that way there's
you
less
act
people
like you went to
that
law
have
school
to show up at court to basically explain the chain of custody
just
of evidence.
Just keep on talking. Just keep on talking.
You mean the things that I told you?
You didn't tell me none of this. What you need to tell me is, go get more coffee, Monica, because you're tired.
No, I'm not going to tell you that. We're going to talk about the devil.
We're going to talk about the devil? Is the devil in the details? Do I get more coffee if we talk about the devil?
The New Jersey Devil.
Joe Pesci?
That's mean.
It's accurate.
That's mean.
Wasn't he the devil in something?
No.
Oh. I thought he was.
No. So.
Was that Al Pacino?
Yes, it was Al Pacino, but that wasn't New Jersey. That was, like, upstate New York.
Oh.
Okay. So, apparently there's a lot of talk about the Jersey Devil, and this has been something that hasn't really been, like, important to me because I don't really care about New Jersey. Sorry, Jeremiah.
he's not sorry.
Shut up. I've talked to Jeremiah several times. I've been to New Jersey a lot in my life, and I have no hate for New Jersey. But I don't see the value in it.
Why are you talking about
still
it?
Existing.
People are going to think that this got distorted in some way.
If I did.
They boast of having a shore, but I really don't think that that counts as a shore.
They have over 200 people in New Jersey claiming to have seen a horned animal with bat wings, and I'm hopefully thinking that that might just be drunk people, just New Jersey.
It's the seventh son of the seventh son or something like that, and then he's cursed forever, and he came out of his mama, fully grown, with horns and bat wings, and terrorizes the land.
It's not even a human. It's an animal.
No, see, the story is that the seventh son of the seventh son was a devil and then became the Jersey Devil of legend.
No.
It's not really an animal.
No.
It's a person.
No.
A demon.
Oh, God.
Terrorizes the land.
You're just making shit up at this point.
Look it up.
No, you're making shit up.
Look it up.
No, you're making
sure. I'm not the History Channel. I'm telling you right now.
Look, I've seen the pictures of what they... Because they said they've got photographic evidence of the Jersey Devil now.
Okay, so...
And it's like a goat creature with bat wings.
No, that's the Chupacabra.
Chupacabra doesn't have wings.
It does in Jersey? I don't know.
But it's like a stuffed goat figure with Halloween store, like, bat wings on it.
That's awesome.
And here's the thing. Like, you can tell in the picture... But this is a fake picture. That this is like a goat with Halloween wings hanging on a string in the air. And the reason why is this.
You can see the strings?
No, it's the wings. So this goat is about like maybe 10 to 25 feet in the air.
Okay.
Right? Which would mean that it has to have recently taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which would mean that it would have to be in full flux of its wings.
Uh-huh.
And if it was coming down, which it doesn't look like it's coming down from its angle... It would have to be in full glide to not plummet and die.
Okay.
Right?
Unless it can hover.
Well, no, unless it can magically hover. But the wings are kind of like to the point where they're like, they're in and there's like kind of like the pattern on the actual wing.
You're making hand movements, but nobody's going to see
the pattern. The pattern on the wing has too much slack.
Okay.
And there'd be no way for the wing to be going up, thrusting it to go up, for it to be slack in any way, shape, or form. They'd have to be taut and they'd have to be working really hard to get the lift to go up. And
well,
if they
that
were gliding,
goat bones aren't hollow.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be a lot of
that
power.
Guy's gonna have a tough time.
Yeah, and they can't be gliding because the wings they'd have to be a full current going upward to going down. So there'd be no slack whatsoever on the wings. It's a totally fake picture. It's a totally 100% fake picture.
Well, yeah, it's like Nessie.
Well, I mean, it's just like could they even try?
I mean,
like I'm no goat devil expert.
You're not but, goat devil, you sure?
But I know that's not no goat devil.
You went to Goat Devil Deduction School?
No, I didn't. That's the thing I'm trying to say. I didn't go to Goat Devil Deduction School.
Well, there was your first problem.
I should have gone to Goat Devil Deduction School.
Yeah, shouldn't we all? I think that should be a required curriculum, especially in New Jersey.
Apparently. That way 200 people don't claim they saw something that doesn't exist. Goddamn drunkards.
I think we need to send one of those prank shows.
I bet every 200 of those people are from the Jersey Shore show at some point.
Yeah, like The Situation?
Like The Situation was all like... No, dude, I totally saw the Jersey Devil. Yeah. Go Devils! Yeah. Hockey!
I think everybody in New Jersey especially should go to Goat Devil Deduction School just so they can tell what is and what is not the Jersey Devil.
As in nothing.
As in, well, you don't
nothing
know.
Is the New Jersey Devil.
Much like science and space, you don't really know until you know for sure. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, the fact that someone tried to pose a fake stuffed goat with Halloween store wings on it as the New Jersey Devil makes me very certain that there is not a New Jersey Devil.
Well, you don't know for sure. I mean, they could be trying to create the idea of it. Sure, but that doesn't mean that the actual one isn't out there.
Well, that means that guy is lying about having seen it.
Well, definitely that.
100%. Billion percent.
But, you know, within every huge lie is a grain of truth, right?
No, not in this one. All of it was false. He saw a stuffed goat. That is the truth. And then he's like, oh, I can make this the devil.
But see, that would be the coolest Halloween decoration. I think we should send, like, you know where the prank show with the where they dress up a dog like a giant spider and they scare the shit out of a whole bunch of people? But they should have something like that, but with the Jersey Devil in Jersey.
And goats.
Yeah, we gotta send that, or, you know, Mexico with Chupacabra. But we gotta send that prank show out there because that's hilarious and that needs to happen. If they're listening to this, you gotta do this. You gotta do that. Make a Jersey Devil, go to New Jersey, freak out a bunch of people. Do it for all the urban legends. Do it for, like, what, the Mole Man and the Mothman and
oh my god.
They already did Slender Man.
Yeah, so, yeah, since they killed somebody for that.
Oh,
okay, so I want to go into our last bit, our last story for the day, the end of everything. And I do want to apologize first again. We should have said at the beginning, sorry for not doing this, but we had a holiday, and Monica didn't get coffee that whole day. So that was kind of out of the case.
Coffee needs to happen. Coffee's a thing.
But Obama, you know Obama, right?
Who's that?
He's the president.
President of what? I didn't vote for him. I lied, I voted for him.
Fuck, Monica. Obama.
I'm never voting for him again.
Yeah, I refuse to vote for Obama for anything ever again. What if he goes back to being in Congress? That'd be so fucking funny.
Wait,
there's no law that says he can't go work in Congress.
No, I know that, but I have a quick question now.
Yeah.
If so, Joe Biden is running. Can Obama be Joe Biden's vice president? And if Joe Biden is assassinated, can Obama become president again?
Yes.
They should do that. Why aren't they doing that? That'd be hilarious.
Well, why are you trying to get Joe Biden assassinated?
Because I want to troll the Republicans. That's why.
I think Obama wants nothing to do with political office for a very long time.
He's like, surprise, motherfuckers, I'm back again.
I am the one that knocks the gavel and veto of the Congress's laws.
Yes.
So he Obama stepped down and he was giving some tips to Kanye about like if he really was serious about running for president in 2020.
Okay, don't be black in the White House.
Which is funny because Obama called him on air a jackass before.
Yeah. But not recently.
Yeah, not recently. But I don't think that's changed.
Nobody cares any kind of shit about what happened that's not recent.
So, Obama said it's going to be difficult for him to become president if he really wants to be because, one, the House and Congress is like a reality TV show full of characters who believe they are on reality TV.
Oh, burn.
And then he said that he's been pretty like loud and vocal about his dreams, and that can get him in trouble when trying to run for president. And then he also commented that it's very unlikely he'll get elected due to the fact that he is a Chicago boy with a weirdly pronounced first name.
it sounds a lot like Kenya.
Yeah. Kanye sounds a lot like Kenya.
Actually, isn't it the same letters as Kenya?
Doesn't Kanye have a white grandma?
I don't know. Do you know things about Kanye about his grandma?
All I know is that Obama and Kanye's grandma died, I think, around the same time, didn't they?
Are you saying that they're brothers? They might be brothers.
Quick. Is Kanye born in America?
No.
Can we prove it?
Well, we can prove that he was born in Kenya, because if you
don't have evidence to the contrary.
If you rearrange the letters in his name, it spells Kenya.
So, I mean, I'm right here, right? Obama is literally doing a victory lap at this point, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like his popularity is pulling the highest it has in his second term right now.
Yeah, it's insane.
he's all like, I could say anything I fucking want.
I'm sorry, Joe Biden. If you become president and you name Obama as your VP, I'm going to really wish for your death. I'm very, very sorry to say so, but I just want to troll the Republicans so hard that Obama becomes president for another 4 years. You are not checking for wires, or are you just looking at my boobs?
I was looking at your boobs. Okay, thank you guys so much. Enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you maybe next week. I can't guarantee that because we suck. Boobs.
boobs.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.